Enrollment in science and technology programs is skyrocketing at Truckee Meadows Community College and the University of Nevada, Reno. But as KUNR's Paolo Shalceda reports, humanities programs are struggling to thrive and must adapt to the new educational environment.
The autoclaver is coming out, so that might have something to do with it.
TMCC nursing student Miranda Thome is working in a biology lab, assisting students who are studying what's called endobacteria in soil samples. Before enrolling as a biology major, she had big dreams of moving to New York and singing on Broadway.
That wasn't the life for me. I wanted to be able to get a job that paid decently and somewhere that I liked living, like Reno. And so I decided on nursing because no matter where I decide to live, there's going to be jobs in nursing.
For Thome, it was the impracticality of it all that got to her. She found comfort in the job stability and constant demand for nurses. Following the 2008 recession, higher education has seen a massive increase in enrollment in STEM programs nationally and broad stagnation in the humanities. Laura Briggs is the biology department chair at TMCC. At the college, the number of students getting an Associate of Science degree grew 250% over the past decade. Meanwhile, the number of students obtaining their Associate of Arts has dropped close to 70%. Briggs says that students flock to STEM programs because of the clear path to a career.
There's a definite job. Everybody understands what a nurse is, but not everybody understands what a philosopher is. And so those kind of degrees then aren't anywhere near as specific.
Some people disagree with this sentiment.
Philosophers, for example, over their lifetime make just as much as some of the other engineering fields.
That's Deborah Modelmog, the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at UNR, which houses departments like English, theater, and Bass Studies. Her college has shrunk about 4% since 2008, which is on par with what's happening nationally. Meanwhile, UNR's health, engineering, and science departments have all grown over 100%, also following national trends. Modelmog says her program is attempting to stay relevant by adding art to STEM, or what has been coined as STEAM, which can have some surprising outcomes.
For example, we have biological anthropology. They look at bones and teeth and, make judgments about ancient history as well as maybe crimes that have happened and how did this person die or who was this person who died. We are just as much affected by the changes in our world with science, technology, engineering, and math as other people are.
Modelmog says that the humanities and STEM are meant to go hand in hand for a well-rounded workforce. Along with the discussion that is happening in higher ed, some early educators are already going full steam ahead in order to prepare students for a more integrated curriculum. Every month, about 100 educators across the Reno-Tahoe region gather at the Nevada Museum of Art, where they're guided through an art exhibit before holding a discussion about the intersection of art and science. Sky Snyder, an art teacher at McQueen High School, started incorporating the lessons she learned at these events in her classroom. For one assignment, she tasked her students with visually representing an environmental issue.
First, you have to identify a problem. What is the environmental problem, which is a science issue, right? And then, of course, they are creatively approaching how to visually represent this problem after doing lots of research about the problem to begin with. And so they should be creating really complex and critical work.
Marissa Cooper is the Senior Director of Education at the museum and helps organize these events. She says that combining the arts and sciences makes sense.
So when we can blend those two things together, they become more meaningful, they become more exciting, and students as a result of being exposed to that become more creative and more innovative, which is what we want for the future of Nevada.
And what's happening today in the region is a manifestation of STEAM itself. For decades, the area has built part of its identity around art and culture through Burning Man, which is internationally recognized, and Reno's month-long festival, Art Town. And now, tech giants like Tesla and Google are here, adding another unique layer to the region's identity. Paolo Shalceda, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Nevada System of Higher Education.